News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. The Red Cross of Southwest Michigan has opened up shelters for residents whose homes have been flooded. Breeze Edel, the executive director with the American Red Cross of Southwest Michigan, says there are three shelters now open, with 60 people spending the night at Berrien Springs Middle School.
Fortunately, in St. Joseph and Kalamazoo counties, our counts are much less. We had two folks in the St. Joseph County shelter and one in the Kalamazoo shelter. We are keeping those shelters open in case we do have a need.
The Red Cross is also teaming up with Berrien Community Foundation and the United Way to raise money. That's to support efforts to help local residents. Meanwhile, you may have seen images online this past weekend of some Kalamazoo area residents riding around on jet skis in floodwaters. Berrien County Health Department spokesperson Jillian Conrad tells us that's not really a good idea.
People might be tempted to go play in the water or swim in the water, get your kayak out, get your canoe out, wade through the water. And while that seems kind of novel and fun, that's not something that we're recommending because there could be contaminants that are present.
Conrad says contact with flood waters should be avoided because all kinds of contamination could be there. The health department is in flood-affected areas this week checking out well systems and working with homeowners who want their wells tested. It's also keeping an eye out for possible outbreaks of disease. A mobile home park in Berrien Township that was evacuated last week because of flooding now has a boil water order in place. The Berrien County Sheriff's Department tells us the precautionary order only affects River Springs Estates on Old 31, and the order is due to the loss of the water pressure in the service lines as a result of the flooding, and it's part of the restoration process. The boil water order will be in effect until further notice. A teacher at Berrien Springs Middle High School wants to help out families of students affected by flooding, and she's planning a fundraiser for this Thursday. Academic studies teacher Andrea Sprague tells us she's going to lead an apple pie baking class where people can donate, and then they'll be selling the pies the next day. She tells us locals have chipped in to help.
Thankfully, we've had so many donations in our community. Coloma Frozen Foods have donated 240 pounds of sliced apples. Sprague's Family Fun Farm has donated hundreds of pounds of flour and sugar. Lowry's Meat Market is contributing.
Sprague's apple pie baking class will be at the high school cafeteria Thursday at 3 p.m. and then again at 5:30. The pies will be sold on Friday. Everyone's welcome. All the proceeds will go to about 30 families of students who had to evacuate following the flood. Speaking of floods, the Grand River crested in Grand Rapids yesterday at 20.67 feet. Flood stage is 18 feet. Bob Dukashir is a senior forecaster with the National Weather Service in Grand Rapids.
The crest is, it has moved through the Grand Rapids area, and it is continuing down the Grand toward Grand Haven, then out into Lake Michigan. So conditions, you know, downtown Grand Rapids, there's flood walls in the downtown area that kept the floodwaters out of downtown, but just north up toward Comstock Park, there was, you know, pretty extensive flooding.
Dukashir says there's also been flooding in Kalamazoo County. The Michigan Senate is poised to take up legislation passed last week by the House to spend an extra $175 million this year on road repairs. Republican State Representative Laura Cox said last week on the House floor the vote was intended so no area is left out.
House Bill 4321 is a $175 million supplemental bill package that helps every single geographical region in Michigan, from Iron Mountain to Monroe, from Whitehall to Port Hope.
Governor Snyder has proposed spending that money in the next fiscal year, which starts in October. However, the state legislature is aiming to spend the money this year. The bill passed the House last week 109-0. It could get its Senate vote as soon as tomorrow. And with tax filing season here, the Michigan Department of Treasury is reminding all lower-income tax filers of the earned income tax credit. Treasury spokesperson Ron Likes tells us anyone who qualifies for the federal EITC can also get a partial state match.
If that individual, that taxpayer, receives a federal earned income tax credit, the state of Michigan will provide a 6% supplemental earned income tax credit when the taxpayer files his or her state income tax.
Likes tells us thousands of Michigan residents who qualify for the state match fail to apply for it each year because they don't know about it. The average federal earned income tax credit last year was more than $2,000. Like says, you can find out more at irs.gov/EITC. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
Prices for Monday, February 26, 2018. U.S. stocks closed sharply higher on Monday, with both the Dow and the S&P 500 ending their winning streak to a third straight session as concerns over inflation continued to ease on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 398 points to 25,708. The S&P 500 jumped 32 points to 2,780. The NASDAQ Composite Index added 84 points to 7,421. All three are within 4% of record levels hit last month. Some stocks of local interest: American Electric Power was down 40 cents to $66.97. J.P. Morgan Chase up $1.46 to $118.77. IBM was up $3.06 to $158.58. Apple was up $3.01 to $178.56. Fifth Third Bank was up 26 cents to $33.72. Stryker Corporation was up $4.06 to $165.76. And Whirlpool was down $3.35 to $168.09. This is Dan Norton with Hilliard Lyons, where we take a team approach to your investment needs. We are located at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News now continues. As Congress continues to hold the fate of Dreamers in their hands in advance of President Trump's March 5th deadline, the Supreme Court has decided not to intervene yet. ABC's Lana Zek has more outside the Supreme Court.
On Monday, the Supreme Court said they will not be taking up DACA at this point, opting instead to let the regular legal process unfold. After a federal judge decided to put a hold on the president's action to rescind DACA, the administration appealed to the highest court in the land to try and overrule that judge's decision. The Department of Homeland Security must now continue to accept renewal applications from Dreamers, though the Supreme Court may take up the case later. Lana Zak, ABC News, reporting from outside the Supreme Court.
The U.S. Department of Education has launched an investigation into Michigan State University's handling of allegations of sexual violence against convicted athletic Dr. Larry Nassar. Here's ABC's Ryan Burrow.
U.S. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos saying in a release that the Title IX investigation will look at systemic issues in the university's handling of sex-based incidents involving Dr. Larry Nassar. Secretary DeVos saying the Department of Education will have a team in East Lansing performing a Clery Act compliance examination, adding, quote, "We expect MSU's full and complete disclosure about its actions to protect students from sexual assault," end quote. Michigan's Attorney General and the NCAA have also opened up investigations of the school. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
Lawyers for the Florida school shooting suspect are seeking to disqualify a judge from presiding over the case. The attorneys say that judge has made rulings and comments that indicate favoritism for prosecutors. They say in court papers that the shooter cannot get a fair trial and want the judge to step aside for a new judge. Meanwhile, one of the victims of the shooting spree at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, has been released from the hospital. She's speaking out about her recovery. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
This is Jim Ryan in Broward County, Florida, sitting at a table with her parents and her physicians.
Madeline Wolford.
One of more than a dozen students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas to suffer non-fatal wounds in the shooting spree that claimed 17 lives.
I'm so grateful to be here, and it wouldn't be possible without those first responders and these amazing doctors, and especially all the love that everyone has sent.
On Wednesday, Maddie Wilford and the rest of the student body will return for the first day of classes since the February 14th incident. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Broward County, Florida.
Melania Trump says she's been heartened to see children across the country speaking out after the deadly shooting at the Florida high school. The First Lady says children are the future and they deserve a voice. Mrs. Trump commented today at a White House lunch for spouses of the nation's governors there in Washington for their annual meeting. Less than 2 weeks after Israeli police recommended charging him with bribery in two separate cases, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been implicated in two additional corruption cases. He's not officially a suspect, but police want to question him. Netanyahu denies all wrongdoing. He says The latest allegations will all come to nothing. Here's ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem.
Israeli police sources say Prime Minister Netanyahu will be questioned this week in two additional corruption investigations. In case 3000, Netanyahu's cousin and other associates allegedly took bribes in a $450 million deal to buy German submarines, a deal Netanyahu championed in spite of staunch opposition by the defense ministry. In case 4000, Netanyahu is suspected of giving regulatory benefits to telecom giant Bezeq in return for favorable media coverage in its popular news site, Walla. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
The New York City-based film studio, co-founded by Harvey Weinstein, has signaled it will file for bankruptcy protection. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The Weinstein Company said it has no choice but to pursue bankruptcy after negotiations to sell the studio for $275 million collapsed. In a letter, the Weinstein Company blamed the buyer, an investor group led by the Obama administration's Small Business Administration chief Maria Contreras-Sweet, for failing to put up interim funding to run the company. The studio still faces a lawsuit from the attorney general here in New York that accused it of failing to protect employees from Harvey Weinstein.
More than 8 out of 10 Americans say they disapprove of the job that Congress is doing. That's according to a new study from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. And researchers at Stanford University, as well as the University of California in Santa Barbara, the poll finds few Americans think lawmakers are paying attention to their constituents. Instead, most said that Congress just listens to lobbyists, donors, and the wealthy. And Oscar Week is now here. All week long, ABC entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson will be running down the major categories. That starts today with the race for Best Supporting Actor. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson with a look.
There's no mystery as to who will win most of the acting categories, but perhaps the most wiggle room is in the Best Supporting Actor race, and even still, it's pretty much a lock.
I could arrest you right now if I wanted to.
Sam Rockwell has won most of the major awards so far for his role as the racist cop in Three Billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. It's his first Oscar nomination. If there's an upset, look to the Florida Project's Willem Dafoe, with All the Money in the World's Christopher Plummer a long shot. Rockwell's co-star Woody Harrelson is also nominated, as is The Shape of Water's Richard Jenkins. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast, brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.